Ichiro Suzuki hanging out with his countryman Norichka Aoki before the Marlins take on the Mets. Aoki's reached base in every game he's played with New York, but it was Ichiro who'd had the last laugh.
2-1 to Yelich, curveball in the air left field, sending Brandon Nimmo back at the track, leaping, and he can't get it. It's a home run. Christian Yelich goes the other way. It's his 18th of the year, and we're all knotted up at 1-4.
Darno goes after the first pitch. Yelich back and looking and gone. Up into the bushes. Travis Darno, dead center, a two-run homer. And a 3-1 Mets lead.
I mentioned earlier in the ball game how much Darno loves to hit here at Marlins Park.
Here's the 2-2. And Bohr gives this a ride. This is out toward right center. And it is going to be up and away, and a home run for Justin Bohr. Made it into the first row of the seats there, just beyond the Miccosukee side. Just to the left of the 392-foot marker, Justin Bohr has hit his 22nd.
Yeah, Bohr missed those 43 games. This is his first home run since July 17th off the Phillies' Jared Eichhoff. Been more than 2 months since he had felt that feeling. Takes his old buddy deep.
Ichiro line drive off of Reyes' glove. And here comes Anderson to score, and it's tied.
One ball, one strike. The pitch is hammered to left field. This could do it. It is up and away. It's a walk-off home run from JT Realmuto, and the Marlins have won the game in 10 innings, 5-4. They came back from a 4-1 deficit in the bottom of the ninth, scored 3 to tie it. And now JT Realmuto delivers a line drive, walk-off home run, the 6th walk-off win of the season for the Marlins. And for the second time, JT Realmuto gets it done. He beat the Mets on April 14th with a walk-off RBI double. 3-2 was the final in that game, and he has beaten the Mets here tonight, 5-4 in 10.
JT Realmuto's first career walk-off homer gives the Marlins a 5-4 win in 10. Giancarlo Stanton finishes 0-1 with a strikeout and 4 walks, and A.J. Ramos gives up 3 runs on 5 hits over 2/3 of an inning in his first game back in Miami since being traded. The Marlins have now won 3 of 4 as they try to end their season on a high note. Here's the Miami skipper, Don Mattingly.
A lot of good things happened there. JB gets us off, you know, gets us a quick run, and JT beats a hit out. We got a good at bat. Anderson has a good at bat, you know, off a guy he hadn't seen. AJ gives us a good at bat. I mean, it was just good up and down. Guys just kept fighting.
How much does familiarity with a guy matter?
I mean, it matters. It gives you a little bit of understanding of what you want to do with him. I mean, obviously, most guys haven't seen him, so it's not like they've been up there and faced AJ. But you do have an idea of what kind of pitcher he is. You know, basically his breaking ball is his pitch. And so you do have some idea what you're facing up there.
Yeah, obviously, if that game comes down and it doesn't end the way it does, you're mathematically eliminated. But it was just to show fight.
You know? Yeah, just keep fighting. That's what I like about it. You know, the Despaigne, I thought, threw the ball well. You know, he did the one pitch with early with Reyes, and then Darno. He threw the ball pretty good. Our pin was pretty good in general. You know, and then we were able to just kind of hang in there. But it's, you know, kind of an opposite game last night. Last night we were able to score and put runs up easily. Tonight they weren't coming very easy, and we were able to do it late.
I'm going to repeat what was already asked.
I didn't answer anything. And each is unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, I was still.
Still. I mean, just the same guy all the time. So that was fun to watch.
Don, if you weren't asked this, how did AJ look to you?
I thought AJ's at bat was really good. You're talking about AJ Ramos,
no,
but I'm assuming.
Yes, right.
Yeah. You know, obviously it's not my place to, you know, judge how he looked tonight. Obviously we were able to get to him. You know, we've seen him have innings where he usually gets out of those. Quite honestly, he gets himself in a little bit of a mix, and then he usually gets out of those. So it was good to be able to, obviously, A.J. Ellis's hit was big. He hung in there, got behind the count, and then each his hit, you know, able to tie it up there. And so, you know.
For each row, it's not a surprise coming from him, of course, but the mentality to go up there 0-for-4 already with the game on the line and just kind of lace one the way he does, what does that take mentally?
And I think Each's at-bats are always the same. If you really watch Each, and that's why he's been great so long, is that it doesn't really matter the situation. He's going to hit the same way. And I think the fact that he doesn't have any hits tonight to that point doesn't change what he's trying to do up there. It's pretty simple. It looks like he's pretty much having the same at-bat all the time. And, you know, I'm sure he's got some sort of – obviously, he's got some sort of plan with each, you know, different guys. But in general, I think that's what you really want your guys to get to, is what Each is where the at-bats are always the same. So if they're in spring training or their first game of the season, or if you're 10 runs down, you're 10 runs up, or the game's on the line, really at-bats, if you really break them down to the simplicity part of it, are the same, because you're still looking to get a good pitch, hit a ball hard somewhere. And if you have that mentality, then the at-bats are never really any different. So that's what makes Each great. And it's what's made the guys that have, you know, the guys like Hawk and, you know, Tony Perez and guys who are in the Hall of Fame, right? It's because they have good at-bats all the time. And it doesn't really matter the situation. The situation doesn't get big because the at-bat's the same.
Major league record for home runs in a season tonight. And the ball was flying here.
Did they break it tonight?
Mm-hmm. Alex Gordon had the honors.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say about the home runs. Obviously, there's a lot of them being hit this year. You know, you just don't know why. You know, I think everybody has different theories. I heard theories before the game started about it. So, I don't really have any.
Theories from your guys?
No, theories. I was watching Mike Schmidt talk about, you know, different reasons. There could be, you know, home runs are up and things like that. So he had a lot of good points. You should Google it.
JT Realmuto caps off a big night with his game-winning homer. The backstop finishes 3-for-5 with 2 runs scored.
That one felt really good, especially after the last couple weeks we've had. Not only our team, but me at the plate, I haven't been feeling that great. So it was nice to come out here and help the team get a W today.
You said you hadn't been feeling that great. What does that type of hit do for your confidence?
Hopefully it boosts me to finish the year strong, as well as our team. I mean, a win like that can get us back on a roll. And you know how baseball is. It's up and down. So hopefully these last couple days will get us on a roll and we'll finish the season strong.
You got a hit in that rally in the ninth inning. What was it like facing your former teammate, A.J. Ramos?
It was a little different. I told Darno when I got in the box, I was like, man, this is a little awkward. You know, I've caught this guy a lot of innings, but never stood in the box against him. But we had a lot of huge hits at it. Obviously, JB's, Ichiro, Ellis, those guys came up with huge hits at it to keep us in the ballgame. So it was a good all-around effort.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we saw on that night, was this team battle. I know, again, it's been a tough stretch, but what kind of fight have you seen in this team, especially in a game like this?
Yeah, I mean, we've been struggling lately, so it was good to see the guys these last couple days go out and really fight. Got a big win yesterday, and then the comeback tonight, it's just huge for us. It shows the kind of guts we have on this team.
The Marlins will try to sweep away the Mets and cap off their season series against New York in style on Wednesday. Jose Ureña will make the start.